It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. It's Pinky the Pig. And thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you for all of our wonderful listeners. And I'm here with my very wonderful friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a fabulous weekend. We went on a very long hike.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I got to wear a backpack.
What do you mean?
You had to put a backpack on me. And I walked along. I carried the stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what was in there. That wasn't too heavy. Maybe just like the napkins and juice boxes and stuff. But I had a job. I carried a knapsack when we were walking and on our hike.
Well, that sounds great. Who went on the hike, Pinky?
Well, Lady Lynetta, Farmer Tommy, and Penelope, and myself. Robert couldn't go. He was doing something with his friend Ricky. I think they're working on a canoe. Remember, they're digging out the canoe?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they stayed home to work on that. But we went on a really nice hike, and we all had the backpacks on. I had a backpack. And I forgot, yeah, Lady Lynette, she put her phone in my backpack for a little while, I remember.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, anyway, so we hiked quite a bit, and then we stopped and ate. You know, we had like a picnic.
Right.
And then we hiked, and the sky was very blue, it was beautiful. We saw some other hikers and we waved and they waved back. And then we went off the trail a little bit.
Oh, you did? You went off the trail?
Yeah, we did. But Farmer Tommy, he had a compass.
Oh, yeah, a compass. You know how that works?
Well, kind of. It has like this little needle and it's kind of floating in there. And it always points, if you hold it flat, and the little needle will spin around, and then it just always points north. Well, there's two ends. It points north and south, and the one end is a little pointier than the other side, and a little skinny, pointy part always points to the north.
Right. And do you know how it works?
No, I do not.
Well, it's because the little piece of metal, the little needle in there, it's a magnet. It has become magnetized somehow.
Well, somehow what?
Well, originally what they would use is something called lodestone, and that's a natural element, a natural mineral in the earth, and it's a natural magnet. It has natural magnetic properties. So they would make a little needle out of that. They use that. They figured out they could use this lodestone. Or they can take another piece of metal and in the laboratory, they'll use electricity and they'll magnetize that piece of metal and then put that like in a little place in a case where it floats. And then you have that piece of magnetized metal.
Yeah, so what? What's so?
Well, the thing is, the Earth is actually a giant magnet because the center of the Earth is all of this iron, and then there's the liquid iron, and with the heat, it creates a magnetic energy.
Oh, that's right. The Earth has its own magnetic field.
Exactly. So then one magnet will attract the other magnet, and that's why the little metal needle, when you hold it flat, it will point directly to the north and the south poles because that's the natural magnetic field on planet Earth.
Right, because the North Pole and the South Pole are magnetically pulling on each other all of the time, and they create those magnetic fields.
Right, and the birds and the turtles, they can sense the magnetic field, and they use those for direction, just like a compass. That's a natural compass because they can sense the natural magnetic fields.
Yeah, then they know what direction they want to swim or fly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because a magnet, the particles in the magnet all line up, so then they have a pull on what's around them because it all has to line up.
Right, and some magnets will stay strong and powerful like that, and others will, in time, the particles inside will scatter around again, so then everything doesn't want to line up like it used to. It can become demagnetized.
Yeah, so it's all lined up magnetically.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, we used a compass, and we did not get lost. Plus, the sun was out. You can just watch where the sun is, and you can figure out. And, you know, you can tell the sun's starting to set. It's out over on the west. It rises on the east, and it sets on the west.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, we had so much fun on our hike. We were just hiking along and just wandering.
Well, you know that song, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I think you know the song, Pinky. It's called The Happy Wanderer.
Oh, yeah, that's a great... Yeah, I know all the words. Yeah, that's a great song, Happy Wanderer.
Well, you want to sing it? Producer Renee can play the piano for us.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. It's a great song. Yeah.
Okay. You want to sing the first verse? And then I'll sing the second verse. And I think there's four verses.
Yeah, I know all the words. Let's do it. Yes, please.
Okay.
But before we sing it, Mildred, we must give credit to the songwriters.
Yes, absolutely. The song was written by Antonia Ridge and Frederick William Moeller.
Okay.
Here we go.
I love to go a-wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Valerie, Valera, 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 Valerie, Valera, my knapsack on my back.
I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valerie, Valera, 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 Valerie, Valera, come join my happy song.
I wave my hat to all I meet, and they wave back to me. And the blackbirds call so loud and sweet from every greenwood tree. Valerie, Valera, 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 Valerie, Valera, from every greenwood tree.
Oh, may I go a-wandering until the day I die. Oh, may I always laugh and sing beneath God's clear blue sky. Valerie, Valera, 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 Valerie, Valera, beneath the clear blue sky, beneath the clear blue sky.
Mildred, you were awesome. You did really good, Mildred.
I did good too, Pinky. It's a great song, huh?
I love that song. What a great song. Yeah, it was so fun hiking and everything was so beautiful. And then we sang the song together. Thank you, Mildred.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
I love you.
I love you.